Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for these words that you have given to us today. What a wonderful blessing it is that you love us and that you gave yourself for us. We pray, Lord, that you would help us today and every day to be mindful of Christ and what he means to us and the good news that we possess that we can share with others. I pray, Lord, that the words that I speak today would be pleasant in your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, today, the sermon title is The Mind of a Missionary, and I was really excited about speaking today, and I'm very grateful for the opportunity to be asked to come and speak about missions, not because I have so much experience, but because God has blessed me so much through missionaries in my life, and I'm grateful for the opportunity to share one example with you today. I decided to contact, after many years, a woman named Barbara Batty. And Barbara Batty is probably, I didn't ask her age, but she must be pushing her late 80s at this time. And she came to our church when I was your age and many times reported what was going on in her mission work in Ethiopia. And I saw her on Facebook. And so I reached out to her and I said, Barbara, if you remember me, you know, if you remember me, or at least you remember my mother, could you please share a couple of things with me I'd like to share with my congregation, this congregation here in our church? And she responded. And I asked her two things. I said, first of all, how did you become a missionary? And the second thing was, what is a missionary? And she wrote me back, and she was very gracious and pretended like she knew me. And of course, I was so young, you know, but I think she remembered my mom. But anyway, she said this to me. She said, first of all, I was in school and I was an education major, and I assumed that she was in a Christian school, but she said that she was listening to someone speak one day, and they asked the question, who would like to be a missionary? Raise your hand. And she said that she raised her hand, and she said it was as though my hand was being pulled up from me. And so that was how she first became a missionary, by responding to God's call that way. And she went on to talk with some of her friends who were also interested, and they joined an organization that was involved in Ethiopia. And she was there for many years, and now she's retired in Florida, living with some of her colleagues that she did mission work in Ethiopia with. And they all live there in this retirement place that was provided to them by the organization, which is pretty cool, I think. Anyway, she said, I have to correct what you asked me. She said, it's not what is a missionary, but who is a missionary? You should be asking me that. And I was very pleased that she corrected me. She went on to say that everyone who believes in Jesus Christ is called to be a missionary. You can be a missionary wherever God places you. Of course, she was called to Ethiopia, but she said it's very important to know that we as Christians who possess the good news of the gospel are expected to go on missions for God wherever he puts us, and to tell people who will listen that Jesus Christ is the Lord. So I just wanted to share that with you first. I thought that was kind of neat. I have another couple of people on my mind. I'm hoping to get in contact with them. But anyway, the mind of a missionary. What is the mind of a missionary? Well, I think that the scripture today is very helpful to us. Paul is writing to the Philippians, and he's actually encouraging them to be of the same mind, this mindset that we read that Jesus is, that Jesus was, and that they were to love one another in that way. And he goes on to say that he did not take it for granted that he was sent from heaven, that he was the Son of God, and that he would lower himself and come here and die on a cross for all of us because of our great sin. But he became a servant. He became a servant, and that was the mindset, and that's the mindset that we should have in loving one another in that way. But I really believe that applies to mission work, based on the people that I've known and what they have reported and what they have done. They go to strange places. They work in places that are sometimes very, very difficult to live in. They have cultural differences. They have new languages to learn. We have all kinds of different things here that we're faced with, perhaps our own conscience and our own, God pushes us to sometimes to do things that we're not comfortable doing. But this is what a missionary is ready to do, is someone who's in the mindset of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ was on a mission. He came to earth on a mission from God. He followed what God had told him to do, and he was obedient to it. He left his glory in heaven and came to earth. And that was his mission. To do what? To save men, all of mankind. Right? And he was blessed for it. He ascended into heaven after he rose from the dead on the third day. And he went to be with God, and he is there on the right-hand side of God now. He's alive. God blessed him for doing those things. And that's the kind of mindset that we should also share, that this great hope is ours, that we have a home in heaven waiting for us, eternity waiting for us, because we believe in Jesus Christ and we serve him. So that's the first thing that I think that we have to think about in terms of being a missionary. We are of the mindset of Christ. We become a servant, and a servant is also someone who comes and wants to serve people. We don't do things that for ourselves. We're willing to sacrifice, and they commit themselves completely to those people that they are supposed to speak to. That means that we have to give up things. We want to focus on Christ and the call that he has given to us. And I can tell you that it's oftentimes hard for missionaries, even when they are convinced that they should be staying in the places they are. They are sometimes called back by their churches and called to do other things. And it's very hard. I've seen missionaries who are so committed to the work there that they don't want to leave it. And you think, wow, why would they want to stay in a place, a barren place like they're living in? But it's because of God's calling and their love for the people that he has given them. And they develop these relationships with people, and they pour themselves into these people, just like Jesus poured out his soul as a servant to us. And so they have that kind of a concept, and that's one of the things that God has to help us with to obtain. Because we're selfish people and we desire our own ways. We want to do things our own way. We hold on to our own lives. And we think, no, I'm not ready to do that. But God is calling us. He's calling each one of us, just like Barbara Batty has reminded us. Each one of us has that responsibility. Well, there's another thing that I believe that we can learn from this, and that's from the man who wrote the letter in which the scripture is found. That's Paul. If you go to 1 Corinthians in chapter 9, you'll see that Paul says that I have become a servant to all men. I become all things. I want to be all things to all men so that they will be saved. And that's the kind of mindset he was, and he learned that from Jesus. Right? He was a man who persecuted people. It's crazy. I was reading a lot through Acts recently and really trying to soak it in, and it's starting to soak in a little bit. But it's amazing that this man who is persecuting people and going after them, he literally would follow people who ran away from him and go after them and hunt them down so that he could destroy the work of God. And then it turned completely around when God called him, confronted him, and said, I want you to be my servant, and I want you to be my missionary, and I want you to go and be my ambassador, and I want you to save people who you've been persecuting me. And now I want you to save those people you've been persecuting. And Paul became someone who was hunted. He would go to a place and they would want to kill him, and he would leave there and they would go after him and search him for him and track him down to try to destroy him. So you see the marvelous effect of what God demands of a person who's a missionary. They're willing to give up their lives for the sake of those God wants to save. This is the mindset that we need to be in if we are missionaries. We need to start thinking about those things. Well, there's another thing that comes to mind, and I believe Barbara Batty is a good example of it. I've mentioned already, she came back to our church. I don't know how often it was. It was probably not every year, but whenever she could, she would come back from Ethiopia, and she would report to us what was going on in Ethiopia, the kind of work that she did. I don't remember everything, but I still hear her. You know, isn't it funny how you can hear the voice of someone that stands out in your mind? You may not know exactly what they said, but you hear them talking about these people that she was involved with, sharing the gospel with them, and please pray for this person because he's having trouble understanding what we're saying to them, and they're not accepting in that. And then the government gets involved, and they want to push missionaries away, and the Christians are under some kind of persecution, and they would tell that kind of a thing. But mostly, she came back, and she shared with us what God was doing there, and I know very well from the effect on me that a missionary, the mindset of a missionary is not only to tell those who are unbelievers about the gospel of Jesus Christ, but to go and encourage the people who belong to God and let them know and encourage their faith in the same way so that they can be encouraged by what God is doing in the world. And if you read through the book of Acts again, you will see it time and time again that that Paul and Barnabas, there's one section in chapter 14 and 15 where they would go to these places, and they went to Antioch after they had been preaching God's word and sharing the gospel, and they went back to their church in Antioch and they reported what God had been doing, and the people rejoiced. The people rejoiced when they heard it. They were encouraged by it. And you know what happens when people hear things like that happening? They praise God. They forget about how much pressure there is, and they see that it works. How many times do we feel frustrated by our own faith and feel like, you know, I really wish that I could start doing something for God one day, but I'm just not ready, or I have other things to do, and I just don't know if I could find those words to speak to that friend or that person that God has put on my heart. But when we hear those kind of things, and we really need to start doing that, everybody, we need to start talking about what God is doing. We have all the information that we want available to us now. It's never been easier. So we have no excuse to hear what God is doing around the world, what he is doing through missionaries, what he's doing through organizations, through Bible translations, what he's doing here, all around us. It becomes less of a burden when you hear the joy that people have in telling what a person in a different part of this country or even in their own life has responded to Jesus Christ in a positive way, and they received him. And we rejoice. And God rejoices. Right? And so those two things are the things that I want to leave you with today. We have the mindset of Jesus Christ, who became a servant, a slave. We have a slave as a God who was willing to do that for you and me. He gave up his life and he died on the cross. He went to that extent in obedience to his Father. And he did those things because he knew that God was great. He knew that the message that he had was life-changing, and it was exactly what was needed in the world he was coming into. And he did it to glorify God. And that's the mindset of a missionary. And a mindset of a missionary is also to encourage those in the congregation, to tell people what's going on in the world. How would we know what is going on in China if people didn't come and tell us what was going on in China? Sharing those kind of personal things, sharing those kind of things that are going on in their lives, telling us what needs to be prayed for, telling us what needs to be lifted up so that those things can be defeated, so that God's grace and his power can be seen. Right? Those are the kind of things that we are called to do. And we should rejoice in it when we hear them. And so, without further ado, I'd like to invite two teams that went out this summer. We have a third team. Uncle Vincent and Auntie Luisa just came back. And I believe plans are in the making for them to also give a report at some time. But we're going to hear from two teams today. And we are going to have reason to rejoice when we hear what they have to share with us. And so I'd like to invite Tim. And there's going to be a slideshow from the Trenton trip. And then following that, we're going to invite those who attended the Taiwan mission trip to come and give their report to us at this time. Why don't we have a word of prayer just for a moment? Heavenly Father, I thank you for this church. I thank you, Father, for the teams that went out this summer to serve as missionaries. But we also, Lord, pray that you will remind us through your servant, Lord, that we are all missionaries, those who possess the good news, and that just like Jesus was called on a mission to come here in obedience to you, Father, we pray in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, that you will give us the same mind that is in him, that we would think less of ourselves and see your glory as being most important to us, that others will hear the good news of Jesus. We pray that you'd bless this time of sharing, that it would also bring you glory. In Jesus' name, amen.